Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Good, the bad, and the dumb time. Good Wednesday to you. Continuing along on SportsMap Radio. All right, what is the good of the day?
The good of the day. You know, I was struggling with this one today. I feel like I should mention the new Miss America. Have you heard about her?
She's it's a Miss Colorado.
Miss
she?
Colorado, but yeah. Also is a second lieutenant in the U.S. Air Force.
She graduated from the Air Force Academy.
And graduated from Harvard University.
Okay.
And she's a fighter pilot.
That's awesome.
But that's all I know.
And I
didn't really know. I didn't really know where else to jump off from that. So I said, you know what? At least I mentioned her. That's good enough for her. But instead, Tony,
right?
I'm going to talk about Kirby Smart.
Kirby Smart. Okay.
Kirby Smart. And basically, the way I'm putting this is, welcome to the SEC, Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah.
Because Kirby Smart was flexing Georgia's financial muscles when he decided to land a helicopter at an Alabama decommits high school.
That's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet.
So, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know, when Nick Saban retired, there were a lot of players who were like, whoa, I was going there because of this guy. I think I'm going to take off and maybe go somewhere else. And, yeah, that right to do so. That's why, you know, they hire college coaches so quickly, is to kind of de-escalate that situation. But one of those decommits was an offensive lineman. I can't remember the high school name. But Kirby Smart decided to just drop in on his football field to have a quick little meeting with the boys.
This is so great. You know what it is? It's what's so great about college is that rich people are so passionate about college. They just flood these universities with money to do stuff. Like, have you ever given your NFL team $1 million to just go get a free agent? No. Why would you? Right? They're billionaires. But on the collegiate level, it's like, yeah, you need a helicopter? Sure.
Yeah.
Here's $10 million.
What's the quickest way to get there? No problem.
Exactly.
I got you.
We got it. What do you need? Oh, you need a super yacht? No worries. Head football coach? We got you.
I mean, do you?
It's just this unlimited amount of people that are swimming in wealth, just dumping into these programs. They got just Scrooge McDuck money, and they're going, oh yeah, get a helicopter, of course.
If you're
of jets,
if you're this high school kid, I mean, how quickly do you sign?
Well, maybe you got to wait to see if other schools bring a helicopter too. Georgia's not the only
That's
one with
true.
A helicopter.
Yeah, hey, you know what? You're absolutely right. Maybe somebody brings a jet, like you
maybe,
just said.
You know what I mean?
Maybe they fly in really quick, and you know, it's like, hey, you just want to go for a spin?
Yeah.
Maybe they bring Miss America, Air
Now,
Force
is this
Barbie.
The Georgia helicopter, or did they rent a helicopter?
Well,
see, there's a big difference, because if you have your own fleet of helicopters, that's one thing, but anybody could rent a helicopter.
Yeah, I don't think this is Georgia's helicopter, because if it was, it would not be painted yellow and black.
Have you ever been in a helicopter before?
I have not, and that's a bucket
I have not
list.
Either. I could have taken one, but I was unfortunately unable to. When I was young, we had the local television. When I was covering NASCAR, the local television station offered our radio team a ride in the helicopter into the infield of the NASCAR race. But I was going to need to be there at like 5 a.m. So I had to drive, because I was doing the reports from the NASCAR race for the morning team, the morning show that we were on. So I had to be there early. Everyone else got the helicopter ride into the infield that was coming later, and I didn't get to go. But helicopters kind of scare me a little bit.
See, I think a helicopter ride would be fun.
People tell me all the time they're great. They're like, you got to do one. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
I know people have done the traffic copter. They've done all that stuff.
I think I would rather do that than the small little private plane.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Although,
yeah.
You know.
Those little prop planes.
Yeah. But we have, we live near, it's not a private airport. It's a weird airport. I mean, it's a small airport. Grass runway, it's one of those type of airports, but people have houses right on the runway.
Yeah.
And like they have a garage for the car, then they have a garage for their plane. But they fly over our house all the time, and I'm like, that just must be nice. It looks relaxing.
Yeah. I will do it. If I have a chance to do it, I will never say no. Like, here's the thing. I will get in a helicopter, no problem. Somebody offers me a helicopter ride, I'll take it. You know what I don't think I'll ever do in my life? I don't think I'll ever get in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, you know,
I think the hot air balloon would freak me out that I'm in a basket hovering hundreds of feet in the air.
Based on fire.
Right. I just that doesn't sound as appealing to me as a helicopter. I feel fine in a helicopter, but hot air balloon, probably not.
It's funny, though. In my 20s, I wanted to do it. I thought it'd be a lot of fun. Be so romantic to go up there with my girl. You know,
a little hot air balloon ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I rode every dangerous amusement park ride on the planet in my 20s. As I got older, I'm like, no, these things are put together with masking tape and rusted bolts. I'm not exactly doing this.
And I feel the same way about that other amusement park ride, the Slingshot.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't doing
that. Where they just kind of vault you off this little tiny circle by rubber bands. And you just fling all over the place?
I was so thankful. Years ago, my brother and I took our families to an amusement park, and they had that. And my wife said, do you think Philip is going to make you go on that? Because you know he's going to. He's going to beg you to go on that with him. And I said, I don't know. But if he does, I don't want to do that. I have no interest in that. And luckily for me, he didn't have any interest doing it either.
Thank God.
So thank God. So. But yeah. When I would wait and see what are the other schools. But yeah, Georgia would impress me if they landed a helicopter at my high school.
Yep,
that would be fantastic.
Right on my football field.
What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day that I didn't know that Jim Irsay had been hospitalized.
Hey, I didn't either. And I saw that this morning, and I thought it was like now. Yeah. And then it was December. Okay.
Apparently, Jim Irsay was hospitalized in December due to a respiratory illness.
Uh-huh.
Right, but after TMZ, which we got to talk about them in a second, but after TMZ was able to get a copy of the police report, it turns out that he may have been suffering from an overdose.
Really? How surprising is that?
Yeah. That apparently, when the police responded and got there, he was blue and having trouble breathing. So they were doing all these stuff, but he seemed to respond very quickly to Narcan, which is an injection specifically for people who are suffering from opioid overdose.
Uh-huh.
Kind of wakes you up a little bit faster.
I hate to say it like this, but here's my thing. And I mean, I'm not trying to be insensitive here. I think for me personally, Jim Irsay has crossed over in that line. When I hear he's being unresponsive, my thought is to exactly that reason rather than something else. Like, he has had so many issues with this kind of, I don't want to say actions, but these kind of situations where if you hear a story about him being unresponsive, my first thought was, what was he taking? Rather than being just an elderly man.
Here's my question, right? Is this enough for the NFL owners to start flexing their muscle a little bit to force him out? I mean, we've talked about this before. It is a business, and you can't make someone sell their business. But, you know, could they kind of gather together and go, man, this is a bad look we can't have an owner ODing on drugs.
Right. No doubt. But it's
it's a weird fine line. It's a weird one.
It's a really fine line. I'm just going to tell you this. It is. There's really only two things that I've known of in my time watching these things where they sort of are forcing you out that gets you out. And that is the damage you actually do to the league, like Dan Snyder, where there's just so many things you've mm-hmm. done to the league where you've hurt the league directly.
Marty,
not image-wise.
Forgetting
you're suing
them. The Panthers owner?
Yeah, Jerry Richardson.
Jerry Richards, thank you.
Right. Or you're doing something that hurts a group of people, like you've said something racist or whatnot.
Right. Like those Jerry
are the,
Richards.
Like Don Sterling, right? Like mm-hmm. Donald Sterling. Those are really the things that get you out of leagues. Your personal demons tend not to get you kicked out of the league. Like, there are plenty of owners who've drink a lot and do all that kind of stuff, gotten a little bit of trouble in all of the sports. That tends not to get you in trouble with the league. And you're also talking about a long-running NFL family.
True.
Right? The Irsays have been around a very long time. And you have to remember, you're taking it away from not only him, you're taking it away from the family. right? Like you would be saying to his family, the kids that have been raised in it that want to take it over, yeah, your dad screwed up on a couple of things and we don't like him anymore and we're going to take this away. If I was his, I don't know how many children he has. I don't know his family. I would sue the pants off the NFL if they tried to take this away. And if I was Jim Irsay and I felt it was coming, I would pass ownership to my kid and go, well, I'm not the owner anymore.
Yeah.
So now you're dealing with my children.
But real quick, the other point I wanted to bring up, how does TMZ always find these things?
They're great,
how do they
aren't
get
they?
These things?
They must pay really well for insight
this is
and
a
insiders.
Police report that they yep. obtained.
It's crazy. I'll get into it later. They're like when National Enquirer started printing Truth and people went, yeah, that's really the only place you can get news. They're like that. All right, we got the dumb coming up, and then Pat Donovan, WDAE in Tampa, on the Buccaneers going to Detroit to face the Lions.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, continuing the good, the bad, and the dumb. And we have got Pat Donovan from Tampa, WDAE, good station down there, good friend of the program, to talk about this Buccaneers team with Baker Mayfield. They're in the divisional round of the playoffs. How great is that?
Who knew?
Who knew? I mean, last year, Tom Brady was in the wild card round, but they lost to Dallas, and now Baker Mayfield got them that one extra game. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
I actually have two for you, Tony.
Okay.
And they're both NFL-related, so okay. This is going to be kind of fun.
Cool.
The first one is that I believe it's dumb for everyone that we're not giving enough credit to the Buffalo Pit.
The Buffalo Pit?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, Buffalo Bills are building a new stadium, and apparently there's just a big hole right now.
Right.
Right, okay. Where they're building the foundation and stuff, And 5 games ago, someone accidentally fell in. And the Bills won that game. So Bills Mafia is doing only what Bills Mafia can do. Someone sacrifices themselves every single game, and they are on a 6-game win streak, Tony.
This has to be illegal. This has to be illegal. Like, if you're the Bills, you cannot allow anybody to do this. I mean...
To just dive into a hole in the ground?
I am legally, like, my legal brain is now processing, if I'm the Bills, how unbelievably nervous I am.
Well, I mean, I guess in theory right now it's kind of filled with snow, so there's more padding.
I guess, but it doesn't matter. It's got to be like, this thing's got to be, you know how petty lawyers are? Even if my client
right.
actively dove into a hole in the ground, they're probably still going to go, yep. Can you just give him $50,000 and he'll just go away?
But, Tony, what can you do? These guys jump on tables.
What do you mean, what can you do? Can't you put enough fencing around
don't,
it?
Don't make me quote Jeff Goldblum.
Right? Can you just put something on there?
Life finds a way.
Well, is there just a hole that's just
I don't think it's a huge hole, but...
When you say hole for the foundation of a stadium, I apologize for thinking that it's a large pit.
Yeah, well, I think it's dug out. I don't really know.
Okay, we don't really know.
I don't really know how deep the hole goes.
This could be a 2-foot hole. It could be a gigantic monster foundation pit for an actual NFL stadium. We don't know. It could be, yeah.
When I'm thinking about it is 300.
300 what?
You remember? No, 300, the movie?
I never saw it.
You never saw it? But you know the scene.
I know about it, yeah.
You know that scene where he's just kicking people into the pit?
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering. Well, exactly. It's called a pit, but yet it could be a small hole, but it could be a big hole. It could be deep. It could not be deep. Sacrificing yourself. Well, how much of a sacrifice is it if it's the hole 2 feet deep?
You know what? But hey, 6-game win streak, Tony.
6-game win streak.
Can't mess with the 6-game.
Now, wait. How does it work when the team is on the road?
I guess somebody just goes there and sacrifices.
Okay, we don't really know, do we?
So this story
is now you and I making up the size of the hole, who jumps in it during road games, how it's protected. Like, is somebody climbing a fence to it? Is somebody breaking a barrier to it? Is it just there and you have to walk past it and you be careful? The big hole for the new stadium is in the way. Don't drive into it. You'll miss it. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I cannot find anybody saying okay. how big the hole is.
Because these are questions I want to know. Like, is somebody breaking a construction barrier to jump into a construction site. This is a construction site. So is somebody are they climbing a fence? Are they breaking in somehow? Is it just there? How big is it? Is it dangerous? Is it not dangerous? Is it easy? Like, these are big questions I want to know, because my legal brain is like, oh God, if we don't do something, somebody's gonna do something dumb, then sue us and say it was too enticing to have a hole and they felt like the Bills would lose because we didn't do anything to stop this. So yeah, the Buffalo Pit. All right. Yeah, don't jump into holes. But you might as well going now if you want to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, don't jump. You're supposed to just fall in.
Oh, that's even worse. Oh God, these people. All right. Well, you know what? I'm now pulling for the Bills to make it to the Super Bowl so I can see the Bills Mafia in action.
Well, if they do beat the Chiefs, Sunday. Their game's Sunday, right? Yeah. If they beat the Chiefs on Sunday, you know that somebody fell into the pit.
That's right. Somebody fell into the pit. Probably somebody did anyway. So, all right, what's the second dumb of the day?
The second dumb of the day, I'm going to give it up to Todd Bowles. He's not the dumb one.
Right.
But he answered a reporter's question with as a gentleman and with as much grace as he possibly could, okay?
All right, here we go.
Any special plans to acclimate the team to not only endure but perform in those kind of frigid temperatures should you face them in Detroit?
You do know we play indoors, right? And they got a dome. I don't. No, nothing planned. We're indoors, and we only have to be outside for 20 seconds getting off the bus, going under the thing, so we'll be okay.
Okay, so I've said many, many times, there's really not a dumb question because you want the person to answer and them to give you a quote, even if the question appears, you know, logical,
right,
or a question that appears like everyone should know the answer to it. You don't always ask questions that you don't know the answer to. You're just getting them to say what you believe to be true. This is a dumb question. This was an unprepared question. Somebody who does not know the league was in that room asking questions.
Yes.
Now, who is this individual and why was she put in that position to ask that kind of question? Maybe she works in the newsroom of some place and they said, you want to cover an NFL game? And she's like, I don't even know football. It doesn't really matter. Just go and film the coach, and then decided to ask a question. I don't know. But on a serious topic, I've been in this business 30 years. I have worked with some amazing female sports talent. But they run into something I've never had to run into. They have to be nearly perfect.
On their A game.
All the time. And I got to work a little bit with a woman that was known as the Fabulous Sports Babe. Many of you probably maybe remembered her. She had a national show. She no longer does that anymore, but the Babe. They used to call her the Babe. I had a chance to do a little bit of work with her when I lived in Las Vegas, and she was working for the network that I was partnering up with. And she used to say that all the time. I can't get a name wrong. I can't get a rule wrong. I can't not know who the coach of a team is. I can. I can say, who's the general manager of the whatever, right? And we can play that game because there's an acceptable rate of knowledge that we may not have and can admit we don't have. But a female in this business, they get barbecued when they mispronounce a name because there's a lot of misogyny in this business. That just set them back even further.
Yeah, because that wasn't mispronouncing a name. That's just failing to realize that, you know, some teams don't play outdoors. She's probably taking
She had no idea the Lions played in a dome and have played in a dome for a very, very long time.
Nearly 50 years.
Right. I mean, I saw a picture online, the last outdoor game, and it looked like it was taken in the 30s.
Yeah, and you're probably right.
Right? I mean, it looked like a very, very old-fashioned photo.
And honestly, what she's probably going off of is, hey, we had this really cold weather game at the Chiefs.
Right.
We had to move a game because of all the cold weather and snow in Buffalo. We have this huge like polar vortex coming sweeping across the country. Everyone's getting blasted by cold air. You know, and she's probably assuming, like, okay, how are you going to prepare your team to play in these elements in Detroit?
Absolutely.
And I thought Todd Bowles did a great job.
He could have been like, but he's probably really sensitive to, clearly she does not know this.
Yeah.
And he probably is smart enough to go, and you know what?
Well, it's the last
she
question
may not
you're
this may
today.
Be completely out of her element. Maybe she was told to cover this by the small, ever reducing newsroom that is happening in media in
true.
General.
Very true.
Where they are sending, she probably is like, I'm an investigative reporter that covers landlords skimping out on electricity. And now they're sending me to the football game to cover the football team, the local football team who I haven't watched all year. And I probably thought, why not ask a question? Why not? Detroit, it's cold. How are you preparing for the cold? And he's like, do I embarrass her? Because I could. Or do I just sort of soften the landing?
And just let her know, hey.
And just let her know we're indoors. And yep. like is what he said. We only have to deal with it for 20 seconds getting on and off the bus.
Yeah. In fact, they may even pull the bus into the stadium.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
We've seen that many a times where
we
they're
may
just
not
like,
even do the outdoor inside thing.
You know what, guys? It's way too cold. We're going to just pull it right in here. And you're just going to deal with the cold air here.
Yeah. It's really, really unfortunate because, again, that, and I'll be honest with you, because I have a lot of female friends in the business. When I hit play on that, I was really hoping it was a man's voice asking that question because I knew it was.
Well,
coming.
You know who might know who the reporter is.
Yeah, that's true. Pat Donovan. He joins us next. Talking to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's a weak division. We get it. But they're in the divisional round, and Baker Mayfield is emerging like the quarterback of the future. We'll talk to him about the Bucs and their game against Detroit. Coming up next, it's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.